The first week of May means more than just Cinco de Mayo and fun and partying. Since 1985, it has served as Public Service Recognition Week. That is an opportunity for federal employees to honor each other and for others to honor them. Both inside and outside of government, people will be paying attention to what public service employees do that week. This year's theme is Proud to Serve. Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. And you have a big party every year at your house for Public Service Recognition Week, don't you?
Yeah, the backyard, yes.
And it's going to be... I'm just kidding. I was... No, but this is a big deal, and you and I have talked about this before because of the symbolism of this, given that the other 51 weeks out of the year, federal employees and public sector employees in general kind of get the short end of the stick.
Yeah, and you're exactly right. You know, in some respects, it's a great celebration, but in some respects, you have to kind of lean back in your chair a little bit and say, why do we have to have a special week just for this? Shouldn't this happen all the time? It doesn't happen all the time. You and I talk about that all the time. The fact that it doesn't happen all the time means that we really actually do need to take some time from our day-to-day work and appreciate those around us and those who are in public service at all levels. But, you know, certainly from our perspective, you know, federal employees are doing a great job, and unfortunately they're usually on the short stick of the conversation.
One of the things that I have talked about with you before when it comes to not just the idea of Public Service Recognition Week, but the service of public sector employees, and of course we care the most about federal employees here, the idea that somebody somehow needs to inform people, not promote, not propaganda, not, you know, rose-colored glasses stuff, and everything's wonderful, but somebody needs to be in a position of education to the average citizen about this is what they do, and this is how they do it in an objective way. You know, you can decide, Mr. and Mrs. Citizen, through the political process with your representatives whether they should or shouldn't do that, but here's what you get. And this is one vehicle, at least, to do that. Do we have a sense that there are more kinds of vehicles like this coming down the road, the other 51 weeks of the year?
So, you know, there are some other signs of that happening kind of in bits and pieces. So, you know, we've often talked about, you know, our Samuel J. Heyman Service to America Medals nomination process and the process of the gala and recognizing great federal employees. That's part of that. And we'll, you know, in another 2 weeks, we'll actually be releasing the finalists for this year's SAMMY's programs.
Wow.
Which, again, you know, begins to shine a spotlight for a longer period of time through Federal News Radio, through some other outlets, on the finalists and the great work that they're doing as well. There are members of Congress who actually have in the past, you know, made it a point to make some floor speeches about the great work that federal employees are in fact doing. Again, that's a way to signal things. But in general, you know, it's important, Francis, that each and every one of us take a little bit of time and reflect. This really, you know, in general, as you set this conversation up, this isn't a conversation really about big government or small government. It's a conversation about effective government and the people who are making or should be making government effective. That's really what this conversation is about, and more has to be done. Yes, it's often, you know, what people are looking for is the what's the waste, the fraud, and the abuse that's happened now. And you know, to some extent, if you're a federal employee and your agency is not in the news, that's actually a really good thing because it means that everybody's doing their job and they're doing it really well. But wouldn't it be great if we lived in a world where you were doing your job great and they were telling the great stories of that work that you were doing?
There's a website, publicservicerecognitionweek.org, that we'll link to at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth, and that has a lot of information about the broader things that are going on all across the country. I mean, this is not just limited to the D.C. area.
Not all limited to the D.C. area.
Yeah, there are a lot of activities going on here in our area, but there's stuff happening all over the place. I'm looking at the partnership's website, and you're asking people to sign up for the thunderclap. What is that?
So you know, there are a couple of unique things that we're doing, you know, this year, with, the Public Service, Employees, Roundtable. You know, one of them is the Thunderclap. We're also doing a public service whiteboard as well, where, you can join the whiteboard, and it's a photo campaign that shows reasons to support, public service and public employees. You know, again, ways to try to engage the public and federal employees in recognizing one another as well. I think, you know, too often, as you and I have talked, you get in this mode of, you know, you're getting beat up. You come in and you kind of forget to even say thank you to your peers and to your colleagues for the great work that they're doing. So the Thunderclap, to get back to your piece, you know, it's really sending out a message that will thank public servants for their great work. So you can sign up for that, and a message will automatically go out that's actually going to thank public servants. Again, another way to make it easy to just say thanks. And again, too often in our daily lives, we don't actually stop to think and say thanks for the great work that federal employees are doing.
Well, I will say thanks to you for telling us about all this stuff, and we'll put some links to all these items at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And try not to get too crazy during Public Service Recognition Week. I know you get out of hand, you know, burning sofas in the streets and stuff like that. It's like somebody won a championship or something.
We'll try. But again, thank you, Francis, to you as well, and to Federal News Radio as well for shining a spotlight on the great work that federal employees are doing, not just during Public Service Recognition Week, but also throughout the entirety of the year.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for being on, my friend. Good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Tim McManus is Vice President for Education and Outreach at the Partnership for Public Service. All those resources about Public Service Recognition Week posted later this afternoon, along with my conversation with Tim, at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth.